The campaign of Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission over the ad run by the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth organization. That ad questions whether Kerry was deserving of medals during his service in Vietnam 35 years ago. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The complaint to the Federal Elections Commission follows Kerry's denunciation of the Swift Boat Veterans Group yesterday and his accusation that the White House is behind the attacks. The complaint alleges that the Bush-Cheney campaign is illegally coordinating efforts with the veterans group. Under federal election law, groups like this one can spend money on political commercials, but they can't coordinate their efforts with a candidate's campaign organization. The Kerry campaign complaint quotes from a New York Times story today, which says that the veterans group has, quote, a web of connections to the Bush family, high-profile Texas political figures, and President Bush's chief political aide, Karl Rove. Several news stories have questioned the consistency of some statements made by the veterans who are part of the ads. Some of the officers have praised Kerry in the past. One even campaigned for him in 1996. There are also some serious contradictions between what the veterans allege and what documents from the day say about Kerry's decorations. The Bush campaign fired back immediately, saying that this is a frivolous complaint and that Kerry has no proof of coordination. They countercharged that the Kerry campaign illegally cooperates with liberal groups like MoveOn.org and the Media Fund to produce anti-Bush commercials. In any case, the Federal Election Commission rarely intervenes quickly in an election that's already underway. The Kerry campaign has launched a commercial to counter the Swift Boat Group's ad. It features Jim Rossman, an Army lieutenant Kerry fished out of a river in Vietnam in 1969. Kerry received a Bronze Star for that action. Rossman says Kerry risked his life to pull him over the side of his boat while they were taking fire. The Swift Boat vets say there was no enemy fire, but documents at the time contradict that account. And the Democratic National Committee has launched another ad featuring retired Air Force General Merrill McPeak, who voted for the president in 2000. He says Kerry has the makings of a commander-in-chief, directly countering the Swift Boat ad. John McChesney, NPR News.